It's been pretty awesome. I like the adjustment. It's a lot different from how it was in Cincinnati, and the guys are awesome. Strength staff is great. Players are terrific, and it's going along smoothly.
How long did it take you to get used to or assimilated to your new teammates?
Not very long. I mean, guys welcomed me with open arms, and I got around the guys very quickly and got to know each other pretty fast. So it went along well, and I'm still continuing getting to know guys.
What you know about the offense thus far? How's that going to be different for you, or learning the new system for you?
It's a lot different from what we ran in Cincinnati, but with a lot of key similarities. So I'm just trying to learn those differences and master as fast as I can, so get accustomed to it.
What have you learned the most? What's the most important part about adjusting to a new playbook and a new scheme? Is it the verbiage?
I would say the verbiage, because in Cincinnati, you had a lot of the same plays, but a lot of different verbiage. So you'll hear one play call, and you see the play on the sheet, but you hear the play call, and you're like, no, that's this, and you want to revert to your old system. So it's a little different, but I'm getting used to it.
Some people look at it and have referred to it as trying to learn a different language. Would you say it's similar?
I mean, I wouldn't say a different language. It's just, a different meaning, I would say. Because, some people see it this way, some people see it this way. It's the same play. It's just the way people see it.
The time you've spent around Matt and Julio so far, what have you learned about each of them? Going back to maybe even Florida when you were down there with them.
I mean, they're hardworking guys. Always putting extra work in, after every workout session, film session, and, those guys want to be great, and I could see that in them, and it's great to learn from both those guys and get an understanding on how they see things and just try and get on the same page with both of them.
Haven't been in a situation where you were with a receiver like AJ. How does that help you now, now that you're on the other side of a receiver like Julio? Both of those guys came out in the same draft class.
Mm-hmm.
Both have their own different types of ability, both are Pro Bowlers. What do you see that you can take from your time in Cincinnati, from your time with AJ, that you can apply here with Julio,
I would say just take it how it comes, because AJ, he had the different coverages that they were trying to put on him, and you would see a lot of one-on-ones at times, and then when you would get a chance to beat those, it would play zone. So you just gotta just roll off of what he does, and just do what I can to the best of my ability, really.
How much does being a fumble quarterback and having to play a quarterback, how much does that help you overall? Not just in your past in Cincinnati, but here as well, in terms of learning the new playbook, but also in terms of what you see with coverages, and how much does that help you to become a better receiver?
It helps me a lot because I understand what defenses are trying to do. I understand where I fit in and understand I have to get open within the timing of the play. So it helps me out, tremendously, because I know, if, Matt's waiting on me, I know I got to get open at a certain amount of time, or else it's a sack or he's moving on to a different receiver.
We haven't seen you in a Falcons uniform yet, but a lot of the fans feel like they know you with the interaction on social media. A lot of guys hate Twitter, but you seem to embrace it. Talk about kind of your interaction with fans and able to connect.
I just try to, show the fans that I care about them as much as they care about me. I mean, I'm a human being, and, if they were in my shoes and I was in their shoes, I would expect the same thing.
You like to show a little of your personality, too, it seems like.
Yeah, I just like to have fun, have a good time, and just be me.
How do you hope to be utilized, and what do you feel like you excel at?
I would say I could do a lot of different things well, line up all over the field, and I just feel like I could be utilized inside, outside, in the backfield, wherever I'm needed to be to make this offense, as best as it can be, really.
You look forward to throwing touchdowns?
Yeah.
Something you and Kyle kind of chat about at all at this point?
I mean, not yet. It's very new, but if the opportunity comes, I'm going to take advantage of it.
I remember one specifically in the Washington for you too. When you're in that type of situation and you know what's coming, I figure you guys worked on it all throughout the week. That's the game plan. But when you know it's actually coming and it's about to happen in a game, do you have to calm yourself down to a point? Do you get excited knowing that, you know, if you get the right coverage and that play call is there, that you can hit it?
Well, we knew what they were going to do versus, you know, the Wildcat look. So it was just, you know, being patient and executing. I would say you don't get excited until it's executed. Because if, you know, you don't complete it, then it's nothing to be excited about. So it's just, you know, taking a deep breath, relaxing, and just playing football, really.
This will be a bigger role for you here in this offense. How ready were you for that at this stage in your career?
I was very ready. You know, playing in Cincinnati, we had a lot of talented players, a lot of talented receivers. So, you know, everybody had their own role. And now, you know, my role's growing a lot, and I'm embracing it.
Any pressure with that?
I mean, I don't think there's pressure. You put pressure on yourself when you feel like you're not ready for something, and I feel like I'm ready. So I don't think there's really pressure.
Cool.
Any thoughts on Josh Norman not being in the division?
I mean, he was my boy. Like, I knew him. We trained together, but I was kind of looking forward to it because me and him, we cool. We text back and forth, so I was kind of looking forward to that. But I'm happy for him. He deserves all of it.